I want the best for the country. That's what I think every American wants.
Oh my God, dude. They're not spending time watching the news. What is he saying? What is he saying? No, they're spending their time educating themselves, doing something.
We want to see the best. We need to go out and vote. We need to make a difference. We're the next America.
So if you educate yourself to whatever you want to think and you want to go to, if you want to buy a house, don't hear political stuff. Do your research about housing.
If they're all broke, then you're going to be a sixth person that's broke and has no money. Get around people that are budgeting so you can educate you and your family so you don't have to keep living the life that you're living.
Hey guys, welcome back to the number one tiny home podcast powered by Saddleback Live. Today we're going to be talking about an important topic about the election that's coming up within a week. Guys, I've got Colton, CEO of Saddleback Live, and I've got Zeke, one of the home experts. Welcome guys, let's make this an exciting podcast. Let's go.
Absolutely.
And I think it's going to be one of the best.
Dude, it's going to be a crazy one, but guess what? I don't know nothing about politics. So you guys have to educate me a little bit better. Huh?
That's perfect, perfect. Today, Colton's going to have, we got some stats on the importance of the election, the importance of like the affordable home crisis, like what, how did all that ties into the election. So talk about like the main things that voters, like how important is voting for the election that going in, what, in a week or so when this
20 days
comes out, 20 days from now,
from today,
the podcast comes out, it's going to be about a week. The importance of voting and knowing, doing the research on having the right candidates in who we need right now.
So right now, I want to talk about our age. Number one, I'm 23, Kyler's 25, Zeke's 27. So we're all in our 20s. And not only are we in our 20s, so is a lot of other Gen Z people. And those Gen Z people are voters as well. And so the reason it's so important to go out, and this is one of the most important elections I think they're ever going to be, and we always say that every election, right? But the most important thing this election, you want to know what it is for the young Gen Z people, like this election cycle? It's not abortion. It's not like equal rights. It's not protesting. It's not anything but affordable housing.
That's crazy.
They did a statistics with Redfin that the most important thing that voters are now saying, even 12% of voters of the Gen Z population said they'll never be able to afford a house because of this affordable home crisis that we're having today. So Zeke, how would that make you feel if I told you, I'm like, Zeke, you know, you're never going to be able to afford a house?
Well, honestly, I'm being straight honest. Like, that was my thoughts before coming here, dude. Because, I mean, I was in California once, right? Excuse me. I mean, the cheapest house out there is $500K. And we're talking about a trash house. And when it comes to, like, the mortgage, I mean, rent out there for something small, you're looking at about $1,800. I'm talking
about... For probably a one-bedroom?
Studio, more than anything. But then any type of mortgage for a two-bedroom house, you're looking at about $3,000 to $4,000. Now, I know a lot of people that have 4 or 5 kids that have to have that 4 or 5 bedroom house. Dude, they're paying $4,000 to $5,000 a month.
How can they make it?
It's insane. Like, I was doing the math, and I mean, these people work with me, so they have to be making about the same amount of money as I was, right? And like, literally half of their check, if not a little bit more, goes just to mortgage, bro.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's if the interest rates are at 3%. Now they're at 6.
No, 7.
Yeah, they just dropped 0.5%, but still. Like,
well, the mortgage rates didn't drop though. The interest rates dropped, but the most I was looking at it yesterday, for some odd reason, the mortgage rates did not drop this time.
And it's crazy when you say that, because interest rates go down, price goes up, or yeah, vice versa, right? So at the end of the day, no matter if the interest rate is high or whatever the case might be, everything just keeps going up and up and up.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest reason is because America still needs 4 million homes. And so what is the solution, right? So there's a big urgency. What happens when there's a lot of urgency? So COVID happens. It's honestly, ever since COVID, we've really had this problem. Well, so there was a lot of urgency created. So now all these homes were on the market, but you had a 2.99 interest rate, which is not normal. We've never had that. That made the housing prices, I mean, we own quite a few houses. The equity that we've gotten just from that is like astronomical on the numbers, on the profits that we're going to make. But it's just those numbers are, you know, I just don't like, it's not healthy for like a young guy, two kids, family coming in that's wanting to buy a home. Like, what are the most important things? Because this election is going to determine, hey, can you buy a first time? Can right. you be a first time home buyer? Or are you just going to have to rent for the rest of your life? And rents are going to continue to go up because.
And it's just like anything. So let's say, you know, Kamala, what she wants to do is she wants to give us, like, let's say it's your first time home buyer. So she wants to give you $25,000. And people are like, oh, great. I get $25,000 to go buy as a down payment for my house. What they don't know is if I am selling a house, you can jack the price up $25,000. Now you're back to ground zero again. So that's also not a solution.
No.
The solution is, how do you get home prices and inflation way down like it was to 1% or 2% or even below that to where you can afford? I mean, it's not just your mortgage. It's crazy. I mean, you just said if half of your paycheck goes to a mortgage, that's not counting in if you're 1099, your taxes come out of that as well. At the end of the day, you're at a negative.
Yes.
And so, you know, you're like, okay, well, what's my solution? Go into credit card debt? Well, that's not an option. That's a poor decision, but most people are having to because they can't afford anything. And I think that's why it's so important this election. I mean, we're from Texas, so we still see great prices down here, right? But not every state does see the prices that the cost of living. Talk about the cost of living. How much does it cost to live here versus California? And it's a 3-month difference, guys. Zeke moved, what, 3 months ago?
Yes. It's insane, dude. It's insane. It's the biggest difference. Like, I'm telling you, I came from living in a studio to a 3-bedroom and essentially pay the same price, right? But then you got to think about it, too. Wages are different. So at the end of the day, I mean, I lived in Arizona. I lived in Colorado. I lived in California. Now here in Texas. And everything balances off, right? The problem is that we have a super high demand and low supply. That's probably the biggest problem, right? Everybody won't need a house. Who doesn't want to live in a house? Who wants to be homeless? Everybody has to have a house, especially with kids moving out and elderly parents. So everybody has to have their own house. But the problem is, so there's not as much supply. So that's why everything just keeps jacking up, right? I mean, what's the shortage right now of homes? Just look that up.
Yeah, it's 4 million homes. But, you know, Kamala came out and said that she wanted to give this $25,000 first-time home buyer credit but to build 3 million homes, but we need 4 million. So, you know, the question is, how do we bring that inflation down? Because if you just drop the interest rates, honestly, the interest rates, because I talked to some realtors, and it really didn't help anything out because you got refinance mortgages way down.
It's basically non-existent.
The statistics came out, 25 out of every 1,000 homes are selling right now because people still can't afford the down payment that it takes to get into a home.
No.
And so I think that's some of the biggest things is saying, hey, what is the actual plan? Because if I don't make more money at my job, am I going to be able to, you know, to build the house of my dreams and all that?
Well, that's another thing too. Think about it. I mean, if you get a $25,000, what is it, down payment? What guarantees you down the road, 3 months from now, you're going to have enough money to make a mortgage payment?
Right.
You know what I mean? What happened in COVID?
Everybody lost their job.
No, be honest. Like, in COVID, we got, what was that, stimulus checks?
Stimmy checks.
The stimmy checks. I mean, everybody loved them, right? I had a guy that I was working with, and he had 9 kids. He got a check for like $25,000, bro.
Wow.
From the government. And guess what? 3 months later, he didn't have nothing because he spent those $25,000 in a down payment for an escalator, bro.
Yeah.
Like, people are not even using the resources correctly.
Educated, yeah.
Because they're not educated. Right? So there's a lot of people that are actually talking about the elections and everything, but they don't even get educated correctly. I think it's at a point where it's like Kamala or Trump. It's just because of the name, like branding, right, more than even knowing what they stand for. That's why I stay out of political, by the way.
Yeah,
and I'm not political at all, but, you know, two major things I look at is, you know, Are we better off today than we were 4.5 years ago? Yes or no? That's a simple question.
Yeah.
If it's yes, great. If it's no, do something about it. That's what, how I feel about it.
100.
Like,
right.
Like, it's simple. Are you better off today, Zeke, than you were 4 years ago? Yes or no? Do you have more in your savings account today than you did 4 years ago?
No. Like, dude, it's crazy the way everything's structured.
And you look at everything. Like, I mean, people viewing this podcast, like, listen, we laugh about it behind closed doors. Like, we are the most unprofessional at this. We just sit behind the camera and we just start talking. We want to feel like, hey, if people want to hear us, they're going to hear us.
Transparency.
And like, what people don't understand either, like, we have a set list to talk about, but we never go over like questions and answers. Like, we're always just open and honest and see where the conversation leads. That's how I like it. But if you see everything from an interview with Trump versus an interview with Kamala, what do you see?
Everything's kind of like a setup, no?
Right. Like, I want to see somebody real, like talking man to man or woman to woman. Like, why can we not have that?
Without a script.
Why do you always have to look at a teleprompter? You're going to be the president of the United States, and you're having to have somebody write you a speech? Like, why can that not be up here?
I mean,
seriously, like, what if you're across sitting from a major country, and this is the Tanya podcast, but let's say you're talking with Russia, right? And you're having to look over to your press secretary and be like, well, what am I supposed to tell them? You should probably know off the top of your head what you're going to go into the meeting about, but not having to look at a script or a teleprompter to know what to tell some other country. You know, I want the best for the country. Like, that's what I think every American wants, is we want to see the best. Like, we want Americans to, you know, everybody that's old, and I, you know, let's say the 70s plus, because I have a few people that are in their 50s and they're like, you can't call me old. But everybody that's older, like, they're always like, you know, America used to be this, America used to be that. Well, we're here today. What can we do today?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I'm not meaning to be political. I'm not meaning to be one side or the other. We all want a better America today.
Yeah. Who can be the best?
Like, I want my kids to grow up in a better America. I mean, I know you've got three kids. I know you want your kids to grow up in a better America than it is today, right?
Yes.
We don't, you know, we don't want to be anywhere in 10 years and your kids can't even, you know, your kids are going to be living with you 20 years from now. You don't want that.
Dude.
You want them to grow up and be prosperous and successful and be able to buy their own house and start their own family, right?
Well, now that you mentioned that, by the way, I'm Hispanic, right? So I get along with a lot of people. And guess what, dude? In California, I was like, literally, there is families living together because they can't afford it. So there's like 3, 4, 5 couples living in that same
house. In one house?
Dude.
Just to split up the payments.
To split up payments. I met this
it's like a family. Party.
They invited us to a party. This is how I met them, right? So they invited us to a party, and we're there. And dude, there's all kinds of people there. And then outside in the driveway, there was like 4 cars. So I was like, what's happening here, right? And I started asking questions, you know, when you get a little bit curious. And so, who drives that car? And then the conversation goes, well, I come to find out at the end of the party, there's 4 families that live there. They own 1 car. Like everybody, and they take turns, and there's 1 person that doesn't even work and is the one that drives everybody to their jobs, picks everybody up.
That's crazy.
To make it work, dude, because I mean, people out there, they have a $4,000 mortgage, but they're making $18-19 an hour,
and they're having to work 2 jobs, 3 jobs, overtime Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. You don't even have a life anymore.
So how they came to that conclusion, it was exactly that's what happened. So the guy that owned the house, he was working 3 jobs. So he had a day job, a mid-shift job, and then a weekend job. He was working at this restaurant, getting tips and stuff. And he's like, it got to a point where I wasn't even waking up to go to the job. Like, I was tired. My body was exhausted. So he invited one of his brothers to live with them. And then his brother brought another guy. And eventually, it was like 4 families in one house. Dude, that's insane. And then little kids, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody who does
that. They're just probably piling in the living room, the kitchen, the dining area, everywhere.
Yeah. Crazy, bro.
And we're talking about that. There's different strategies. You know, you got PadSplit. That's a platform that you can
I think
to move in with other people. But
the biggest thing is like, I think people need to know we're so passionate about affordable housing. Is I don't want my kids to grow up to where they're having to have their parents buy them a house when they get married. Like, I don't want that.
That's crazy.
Who wants that?
It's crazy.
I don't think anybody with common sense wants it to where their kids, like, they move their wife in with their parents. Like, why do you want that? But right now,
for privacy.
But right now, there's no other option. Like, everything is so unaffordable. You remember, you know, 3-4 years ago, I bought a brand new Chevrolet for like $60,000. That same truck, brand new, is like $90,000.
Crazy.
Yeah,
with more miles and everything.
With more miles, it's used.
Yeah.
I could buy a brand new truck for $60,000 out the door, tax, title, and license included. And this was a diesel. Now, $80,000, $90,000 to $110,000.
Yeah.
For that same vehicle. Why? Inflation. Everything goes up. You know, you talk about housing. Housing goes up. Well, then your wages go up, which has not happened. The wages haven't gone up with the housing. But then let's say your salary goes up. Well, guess what has to happen? Everybody just starts charging even more.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like your company can't go up in salaries and wages if the price of the product that they build or manufacture stays the same. So that means everything that they sell goes up, which means everybody that buys that product has to spend more. So it's just a cycle that if you don't fix it at the very beginning, it's just a trifecta that always comes back
around. Everything is going to go up. Rent is going to go up because values on homes are going up. So now that means your property taxes have doubled. So when your value of your home goes from 150 to 250, yeah, it looks good on paper that your home has 100K in equity.
Or then you do, you know,
but your property taxes now have doubled. So it's kind of a
The same property.
And that's going to come back on whoever owns the home. So if you're renting a home or apartment, that now means that apartment rents have shot up because of demand, because no one can get a mortgage. No one can go buy a home. So they have to go rent. But rent has to go up because values are going up with inflation. So now taxes are skyrocketed up. So in order for the investor to make any money and to make ends meet to pay the mortgage, he has to go up.
Yeah.
And a lot of the commercial apartments, you know, they're locked in on a 5-7 year term. They're not locked in on a 30-year mortgage. They're locked on a balloon. When those come up, you know, that's not gonna be good unless they can get a better interest rate, you know? So let's talk about how important is it to go, like, to do the research, go look at what each one has done. Go look at the stats. Like, what have they done when they, because both of them have been president. Trump has been president for 4 years. Kamala has been in there for 4 years. What have they done? Have you seen the results? Just because they're saying, hey, I can do this and this, have they done it? What do the results look like? Was it a better economy with Trump in there? Or is it better with a Kamala in there? Even though she's a vice president, you can make a lot of decisions as vice president. So you hold a lot of pull, like a pull right there. So what does that do? And then, like, do we have a solution to the problem? We have 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes for, what, under 150K? Your mortgage is what? Not that. It's under 15, 16, 1700, whatever, because property taxes, all that matter. We have the affordable housing solution. If you have land, if you have, even if it's your parents' land, you can put a home, get them to deed over an acre, and get a mortgage in that case, you could do that. Is that possible?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the main thing is people are, like, the young Gen Z now, they're just, like, they're not even looking anymore because they know there's nothing out there that they can afford.
Well, that's a thing, too. It's a mindset thing, right? I believe people are getting other people scared, if that makes sense. So, like, just the term, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. That term, I don't like it because it's not true. What's happening is that society does not want us to be more educated, right? Because, for example, I was hearing, I don't even know who it is, but they're talking about the taxes, that they're going to jack the taxes up and they want to screw over the
corporations. Kamala was.
Yeah.
She wants to tax the rich.
Think about it. If that comes in place, what is the rich going to do? What have they done for the past 10, 15, 20 years? They have educated themselves or surrounded with the professionals that know loopholes to that, right? So at the end of the day, yeah, we're getting, they're going to get a hit for just a small period of time. Because why? They're going to get people to research. They're going to do their research themselves, just depending on where the situation is. Or they might just bring professionals to find a way to...
There's always a way.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. And what's going to happen? People are just going to keep complaining what they've done all their lives because they're not educated. So instead of, I don't know, my point of view. This is my point of view. I hate political things because I think they're not here to fix anything. It's more of their benefit. So if you educate yourself to whatever you want to think and you want to go to, right? If you want to buy a house, don't hear political stuff. Do your research about housing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If you want
tons of opportunities.
There's, oh my God, dude. Why is people getting rich? Like there's, I think there's 300 and some thousand people getting $1 million a year, like making their first $1 million a day because they're getting educated. They're not spending time watching the news. What is he saying? What is he saying? No. They're spending their time educating themselves doing something.
Right.
Think about it, dude. There's people that are becoming rich with like the smallest things. We met this guy that, you know, his business is, or he came up with the idea. You remember the gallons of water that you had to pull this little strip to open them? Or the gallons back in the day, they had to pull a little strip off of the top
of the cap before you opened it. Yes.
So he was the one that invented that. To the day, he gets a 0.01% of each little thing that is on the market. Think about it, dude. And this is something that was used worldwide, right?
Still is today.
So that guy's still making money off of that. I mean, you could say it's the dumbest thing, but he's made millions and millions of dollars. But guess what? He dove deep into that thing, right? So whatever
that's
you
crazy.
Do, like, I personally just...
Yeah, educate yourself.
100%.
Well, you know, you mentioned taxes and all of that. Here's my point of view. And people might not agree with me. But, like, let's tip Kamala. She says, tax the rich. That's great, but take a little look at all of her donors that are billionaires and trillionaires, whatever. Billionaires, there's no trillionaires yet. They're all using the same tax loops that everyone else is on the rich. So when she says tax the rich, that means they're going to tax me and you more, not the rich. Why would her donors be giving her more money to get in? Because it's political.
Yeah, 100%. I actually heard a phrase that they were talking about, the how the rich like do everything, right? They're actually talking about taxes. The guy was like, there's a book about that much of tax strategies, right? There's that many pages. There's more pages than in 3 or 4 encyclopedias put together.
Correct.
About taxes. There's 1 or 2 pages in the whole thing that talk of how you are actually need to pay taxes. Everything else is about how you could
do this and
do
then
that, do this, pay that to not avoid them, obviously not avoid them, but to reduce your taxes.
Correct.
So why is everybody getting taxed as a W-2 employee when there's only 2 pages about that?
Yeah.
Because we're not educated on the big book, right?
That's what's,
and how much have we educated you on taxes when you can't?
Bro, it's insane. Like, it's crazy when you start understanding what it actually does for you.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, all of the billionaires use the same tax loopholes that every other billionaire uses, trust me. And the
government.
And there's like politics, it's all about lobbying. I mean, it's all based on money. Like, it's whoever pays the most, basically, that gets the laws passed and all of that. I mean, they're lobbying every single day. Can you imagine there's people that pay the senators and pay the lawmakers and pay everybody to get their agenda across? And it's the, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not really who's actually running the United States. I don't know. That's the scary part.
That's the scariest part.
The dark side.
Yeah, because you don't know those people.
No. Yeah, I have no idea, like, are you going to bat for me or you? Probably you. And so you have to also think, no matter what side you're on, they're still, at the end of the day, human nature is they're still going for them.
100%.
I mean, I feel there's very few politicians nowadays that actually care about us. And they don't care. They all they care about is, you even look at the Senate or whatever, they only care about their image and their TV views. Like, They don't care about that you can't afford anything. Like, why should they care?
Well, and that's the thing, too.
And there might be a few, and I'm sure there is. But the majority nowadays, they don't care that you can't afford groceries this week. They could do something about it, but why aren't they?
Insane, huh?
Yeah.
Just to think about it is crazy. Blows my mind.
Like, even with North Carolina, like, millions, trillions of dollars lost, billions of dollars lost in North Carolina, this hurricane. And we're spending all of this money to these other countries as well.
And we can't help our own.
And we can't even help our fellow citizens. Like, are you really for us or against us?
Yeah, that's the thing.
And it's not just the president. It's everybody in politics.
Everybody.
Yeah. That can do something as small as vote or whatever they can control to help the American people. Why do they choose not to? Because if it doesn't benefit their political gain, they're not going to do it. That's my belief.
100%.
It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. Like, seriously, if it doesn't benefit them, they're not going to do it. So that's what I say is, are you better off this year, in the last 4 years, or 4 years ago? Are you better off today or 4 years ago? That's what I'm voting on.
Crazy.
Because either way, you have to watch out for you.
You and your family.
So think what? If you go on an airplane and, you know, they're doing the mass demonstrations, why do they always tell you to put your own mask on first?
Got to take care of yourself.
You have to take care of yourself first.
And that's what people don't understand. I think
it's like, oh, I hate this guy because he did this and this, but, you know,
government was put my mask on.
Right. Government's not here to help us, guys.
Dude, just think about it.
It's a total opposite.
But they get you to think that when they get you the stimmy checks, right. When they get you the $25,000, the little handouts. But then you're like, you've got the homeless buying Nike shoes, designer shoes that are $1,000. And then all of a sudden you wonder like, okay, why is this person already broke, or the person that hits the lottery and then a year later they're broke? Why are they broke? Because they're uneducated. The government doesn't want you to know the things that the rich know. The reason the rich are where they're at, the wealthy, have because they found out a system, they've educated themselves, they got around the right people, which is what we've been doing. We've been getting around the right people, wise counsel. Every single person that's listening to this should have wise counsel. You should look at the five people that you're around. I know this is a Tiny Home podcast, but you should look at the five people around you. If they're all broke, then you're going to be the sixth person that's broke and has no money. Get around people that are budgeting. Get around people that know and educate themselves so you can educate you and your family so you don't have to keep living the life that you're living. That's simple.
And it goes for, like, politics as well.
How do you buy a home?
You have to ask yourself, though, like, just between us. Like, I'm like, you know, why would they, you know, announce three attempts on Trump's life? Why are they always trying to kill him? Like, you have to think, you have to just stop and say, all right, why has there no attempts been on Kamala yet? I don't know. But why has there been two attempts with a gun and then they found another one in Coachella or whatever, I think. But, like, why are they trying to kill him? That, to me, says there's something that he's going to do that they don't want.
Right. Guys don't want to do.
Well, everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's a couple of things that he's doing, to tariffs and all.
And, like, he's just, like, he's just calling people out. And that's the main thing is, like, we need somebody to fight for America right now. Like, when I say fight, I mean I want an America for my kids to grow up in 20 years.
A safe one.
A safe one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like Venezuela. You know, you look at that, and, like, they were used to be one of the richest countries on the planet. Now they're one of the brokest. Why? Same thing.
Yep.
People don't look at that.
Who's in control? Who's for you? Who's against you?
Right. Yeah.
And that's why, like you said, Kyle, you have to do your research. You have to, you know, today there's more information on this little device than we've ever had in America today.
That's good and bad.
That's good and bad.
So you're saying don't be scrolling on TikTok. Don't do Instagram. Do the research.
It's not even that. It's just you educated decisions.
Yeah. Something that I liked when we went to PBD. What did he say? If I was one of the people there that was governing the world, I would have everybody read. Right?
Yeah, read books.
Guys, get rid of this damn phone because you could see whatever you want to see, right? When you go on TikTok, you're talking about food, it's only food. But if you go on actually reading books and educate yourself with something that has history, I mean, there's so many books that have been written in the late 1920s and we still read them today and they give us knowledge. So if we were to go back deep and actually read about things, we could see what worked back then and what didn't work back. You know what I mean? Like you're talking about Venezuela. Why don't we go and educate ourselves what happened there?
Right.
How did that change? And then once you do that research, you very quickly find out if we're going in the right direction or in the wrong direction.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not, yeah. Some people want to make it complicated, but I still think it's not that complicated.
No.
And, you know, that's just my point of view.
I like
other people's point of view and, you know,
understand
but where they're coming from.
Facts.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think right now the world is 90% opinions and 10% facts. And that's probably the biggest problem.
Absolutely. And the thing is that I want to say is it goes back to, you know, what's most important. My most important is my future.
Future.
Yeah. And just like everything else, like what would happen if this problem would have happened 10 years ago and we would have went in the wrong direction, where would we be today?
Yeah.
100%.
So voting day is November 5th?
November 5th.
Yeah. So everyone, no matter where you stand,
go vote.
Go vote. Go vote. Make your voices heard. Yes, your vote does count no matter which side you're on.
Especially for the Gen Z.
Right. Gen Z's need to vote for sure.
We need, as Gen Z's and millennials, we need to go out and vote. We need to make a difference.
Right.
Because we're the next America.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, there's a lot of people that won't be here in 10 years, and this is our chance. This is our time.
Yes, 100%. So, guys, if this podcast, if you liked it, if it made you mad, still share it. Blow this thing up. We love you guys. This is the number one Tiny Home Podcast, powered by Saddlebrook. See you on the next.
If you enjoyed this video, drop a like. If you have any questions we didn't answer, drop a comment. And guys, tune into next week's episode where we will continue to educate you about the tiny home industry.